This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The 22-year-old suspect in last weekend's mass shooting in an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs will be held without bond in El Paso County Jail. After a virtual hearing today, District Attorney Michael Allen shared a message to the victims of the shooting and their families.
I want them to know that we are going to be the voice for the victims in the courtroom and that we will be fighting alongside them through this entire process.
The alleged shooter appeared in court for the first time today. Another hearing is scheduled for December 6th, but defense attorneys have asked to move that date. Five people died in the attack at Club Q. 19 others were injured. State air regulators will rework major sections of a plan to curb ozone pollution across the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash has more on an error found in the plan.
The Colorado Air Pollution Control Division says the ozone plan miscalculated pollution from some oil and gas operations, things like drilling, fracking, and venting. Using new industry data, it found those activities likely emit twice the amount of an essential ozone ingredient. Regulators will now rewrite the plan as it tries to bring the region into compliance with federal air quality standards. Environmental groups say that's an opportunity to push for tougher oil and gas regulations. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A hockey game between the University of Denver and Colorado College has been moved to Denver's Ball Arena because of high ticket demand. The schools have a long-running rivalry. Fans with tickets to the January 27th game originally at DU's Magnus Arena will be reseated. Right now in Denver, it's mostly cloudy with 36 degrees. Look for snow later tonight. This is CPR News at 6:06.